Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns, batting in the lead-off spot, the first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second, the third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting third, the left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth, the shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Ted Gulick. Batting eighth, the catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Rip Collins. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Rip Collins. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the lead-off spot, the right fielder, Ed Morgan. Batting second, the third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third, the center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting seventh, the catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Jonah Goldman. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Clint Brown. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Clint Brown. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a fly ball into right field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan strikes out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gulick. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill strikes out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a fly ball into right field. Gulick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first, with Brown covering, for the out. Schulte moves to second. Two outs. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a pop-up towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins strikes out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goldman for the out. One out. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a line drive into right field. Gullick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0 for 1 in the game. Manish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Manish moves to second. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manish moves to third. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo is hit by the pitch. Schult moves to second. Ted Gullick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullick is 0 for 1 in the game. Gullick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. Fonseca hits a fly ball into right field. Gullick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gullick. Hodapp reaches second base with a double. Averill goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a line drive towards first. Blue reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hodapp scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goldman hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into right field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. Blue hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. Hale hits a pop-up towards short. Goldman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Averill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into right field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 2 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hodapp strikes out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schultz. Falk reaches second base with a double. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Melillo hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0-for-2 in the game. Gulick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gulick moves to third. Red Badgero pinch hits for Rip Collins. Earl McNeely pinch runs for Rick Farrell. Red Badgero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgero strikes out. There goes McNeely. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-3 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gulick scores. McNeely scores. It's Browns, 2, Indians, 2. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-3 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blue moves to third. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Maynish hits a line drive off the glove of Goldman, and into shallow left field. Maynish reaches second base with a double. Blue scores. There goes Hale trying to get to home. Goldman throws to Sewell, who tags Hale for the out. It's 3-2, Browns. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Clyde Mannion now catching. Herm Holzhauser now pitching. Frank O'Rourke now playing third base. Johnny Burnett pinch hits for Jonah Goldman. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holzhauser fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Holzhauser, and towards Melillo, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Morgan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maynish. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Burnett now playing shortstop. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-3 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Schult bunts towards first. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first, with Hodapp covering, for the out. Kress moves to second. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Melillo hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-3 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gulick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gulick moves to second. Herm Holzhauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holzhauser bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. 1 out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Blue hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Holzhauser covering, for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.